State and local lawmakers, the business community, hotels, restaurants, arts and culturals, and others are renewing their call to bring ride-sharing to Buffalo and all of upstate.
It's just become a visitor amenity that is expected by travelers now.
Patrick Kaler, Visit Buffalo Niagara's president and CEO, says Albany's ban on Uber and Lyft is a black eye for the state's second-largest city. Bob Karmazin, the general manager of Embassy Suites in downtown Buffalo, says he hears about it nearly every day from frustrated guests.
In this day and age, people want to go on their phone, they want to click a button, and they want to be taken care of in 3 minutes.
Todd Knizek, head of the Arts Services Initiative of Western New York, says the area's wide variety of arts and culturals would draw more visitors if the state allowed ride-sharing. Knizek says it's something he relies on when traveling.
What's great about having Uber or Lyft as an option is there's no barrier. If I go to a show that doesn't start till 10 p.m., it's 2 a.m., I'm coming out of a club, no problem, I know how I'm getting home. Or if I go to a nice restaurant and maybe had a, you know, bottle of wine, doesn't matter, I know how I'm getting home. I'm getting home safely, quickly, and with like a 100% expectation that I will be able to get where I'm going.
Among the lawmakers on board is Assemblyman Michael Kearns, who says a lot of residents he talks to are hoping to land a job in the ride-sharing industry. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.